Hi, this is Greg Johnson with resourcesforlife.com, and this is an audio presentation. It's actually kind of a second part to an hour and a half of conversations about computers in general and the history of Windows, in fact, going back even to the 1980s and DOS. So you may just want to pass on that first hour and a half of training, but this comes from one of the workshops that are being conducted by resourcesforlife.com, myself, at the Iowa City Public Library. And today is Monday, September 26th, and so I'm just following up on part one. So basically, we are up to the point of setting up a brand new, essentially, Windows XP computer, an older computer. A lot of people are in this situation where computers that have been recycled by individuals or businesses or companies, people are buying these for $100, $200, and they're actually perfectly usable computers. The people who are buying these low-end computers typically don't want to spend a lot of money, and they may not be really computer savvy, but they want to just kind of step into computing with something simple. Okay, so that being the case, they probably also don't have access to an IT support team, and that's what this audio recording is hopefully going to provide, is some support for the beginning computer user to set up a kind of like new but previously owned Windows XP computer. And I'm going to start by just logging into the basic user account. You can hear in the background there the familiar Windows XP starting up noise. And the first thing I see is a bubble message in the lower right-hand part of the screen. It says, take a tour of Windows XP. If you're not seeing that, it may have run already, but I'm seeing it. So I'll click on the bubble, and there are two options. Play the animated tour that features text, animation, music, and voice narration, or play the non-animated tour. I usually do the non-animated tour because I've seen it before. I just want to get through it quickly. So I choose that second option and go to next. And at this point, it's actually going to launch Windows Explorer's Microsoft Internet Explorer browser and play this little animation or a guided tour of Windows XP. Probably handy for the beginning user. I'm just going to close it out for now. And a few things that I do right off with a new computer is I would want to get the icons, the standard icons, onto the desktop. Now, if you have a store-bought, previously owned computer or one that's kind of not been cleaned up or put back into its kind of like-new state, you may have a lot of stuff on the desktop. But this audio recording presumes that you have a brand new or computer that's in sort of its brand new condition. So I'm going to go to the Start button. And I see in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, by the way, a recycle bin. And other than that, there's nothing else on the screen except a green grassy field and clouds in an otherwise blue sky. So I'm going to the Start menu, and I'm going to right-click on My Documents. And then I'm going to choose with a left-click, single left-click, Show on Desktop. And the menu's still up, so I'm going to right-click on My Computer, and I'm going to left-click once on Show on Desktop. So now I'm seeing these icons appearing on the desktop. And so at this point, I'm going to now move my mouse to kind of the middle of the screen, and I'm going to right-click, and where it says Arrange Icons By, I'm going to point to that, and then move my mouse to the right, and I'm going to choose with one left-click Name. So it's arranging the icons on the desktop by name. The next thing I would want to do with a computer that's new is in the lower left-hand corner to the right of the Start menu, I would right-click, and from the menu that pops up, I would point to Toolbars, and then I would go down to where it says Quick Launch, and I would do a left-click on Quick Launch. So now there is what's called a Quick Launch area down there by the Start menu. Those items will require just one click. The icons on the desktop need two clicks to launch, but the icons in the Quick Start require one click, and they are also, theoretically, those are supposed to be kind of preloaded a little bit into memory so they don't take as much time to start. So anyway, I'm now going to right-click again in that area to the right of the Start menu, but not clicking on any icons, just on what's called the taskbar. I'm going to right-click, go down where it says lock the toolbar, there's a check mark there. I'm going to left click. So now the check mark is not there. I'm going to adjust. There is a little dimpled vertical line to the right of those two icons that appeared. You may have two or three icons, but that means that I can point my mouse there. The mouse arrow will change from a pointer to a left and right arrow, and I can left click, and holding the left mouse button down, I can drag that to the right. So I'm resizing what's called the quick launch area. And maybe I want about an inch and a half of blank space there. So there's a dimpled line on the left and a dimpled line to the right of that, and there's about an inch and a half of space where I can put some quick launch icons. So now I'm going to right click again on that blue taskbar and left click on lock the taskbar. Okay, there are some other things I want to do here. We're going to get what's called the Windows Explorer. It's the easiest way to explore the files on the computer, and by default, it just isn't easily accessible. So I'm going to go to the Start menu, then I'll click left click on All Programs, then left click on Accessories. Actually, it comes up automatically here. And there's a folder, it says Windows Explorer. So I'll be now right click and drag Windows Explorer. I'm going to right click and drag that to the right, and I'm going to let up on the right mouse button. And the menu that pops up gives me three options: copy here, move here, or cancel. I'm going to choose copy here. So I'm copying Windows Explorer, that shortcut icon, I'm copying it to the desktop. And now if I point to the middle of my screen, right click, choose arrange icons by name, now Windows Explorer shows up in the upper left corner. I should have My Documents, My Computer, Recycle Bin, and Windows Explorer. And some of you may even have Internet Explorer up there as well. So I'd really like to have that Windows Explorer icon also available in the quick launch area. To do that, I can left click and drag, bring that down to that quick launch area, which now does not have those dimpled lines because we resized it and then locked the taskbar. But you can drag it down to that area and you see that now it's been duplicated. There's a copy of the icon in the quick launch area, and there's a copy of that icon still on the desktop. So that's kind of the initial getting things organized, so now we can easily access other things. With some computers like Sony or HP or Gateway, you may have a lot of games and a lot of extra stuff in the computer that needs to be taken out, and that is a subject of some other instructional video or audio recording. But this assumes that it's essentially a like new computer. So all we need to do is really add a few essential things in. The first essential thing that you're going to need is some sort of antivirus software. Up until recently, you'd have to go buy something or use a free copy of something, but then eventually the free copy would expire, and then they would want you to buy a new one or go find another copy of the newer free version. It's kind of complicated. Some of the free ones don't work as well. Some of them have adware. So Microsoft now has come out with something they call Windows Security Essentials. And one little step that I didn't mention that you would need to do to get to the point where I'm at is I'm on the internet right now. I'm connected through wireless. So you either need a wired or a wireless connection to the internet to do some of these things that I'm about to do. So I'm going to want to get Windows Security Essentials. But before I do that, I really want to make sure the computer is secure. A lot of the viruses you hear about and what are called worms, things that get into the computer even though you haven't downloaded anything. They just kind of get into the computer through other methods. Those become a problem because people don't update their computers. So a lot of security has to do with just running your updates. So to find out what updates are needed, you go to the Start menu, go to All Programs, and you'll see at the top of the list, you should see, Windows Update. On some computers, it'll actually say Microsoft Update, and I'll talk about that in a little while. So first, we're just going to go to that Windows Update, and in a fresh computer, it'll say, a message will pop up, did you notice the information bar? And essentially, you can click OK, and then up above, I'll need to describe this, it's sort of like if you're looking at the top of the screen, it says Microsoft Internet Explorer, and then below that are some menus, file, edit, view, etc., then some icons, then the address bar, http://www.update.microsoft.com, etc., right below that, it says click here to install. There's a message. So you can left-click once on that, and then where it says install ActiveX Control, left-click on that. So it's installing something from Microsoft called ActiveX, and that lets Internet Explorer do some more advanced things like install software. So here it says Internet Explorer security warning. Do you want to install this software from Microsoft? It's Microsoft Update. I'm going to say yes, install. Now, at some moments along the way here, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to push the pause because some of the things I'm going to do take quite a bit of time of just sitting and waiting. So I will pause, and then when I come back, I'll kind of give you an idea of how much time it should have taken you to do what is being done. But I haven't done that yet. So anyway, now I'm seeing it says, welcome to Microsoft Update, and I'm going to click on the button that says Express. So I'm doing an Express update, which means right now it's scanning the computer to find out what updates I have and what updates I don't have, which ones are available that need to be installed. On a computer like this one that I say is, essentially clean and like new, even though it's an older computer, there may be 40, 50, 80, maybe over 100 Microsoft updates that are needed. And so you may have to do some updates and restart and do more updates before that process is completed. And that's this first part that's really important. So a message is popping up, and it says, when you send information to the internet, it might be possible for others to see that information. Do you want to continue? And there's a checkbox that says, in the future, don't show me this message. That's fine. I'm just going to say yes. So software upgrade for some Windows components required. And there's a little gray link there. It says details. I'm going to click on that. It's just kind of interesting to see what the details are. It says Windows Genuine Advantage validation tool. It wants to install that. So I'm just going to say download and install now. So basically what Microsoft is doing to try to cut back on software piracy, on people stealing Windows, illegal copies, etc., is that they're only offering Windows updates and the security and stability of current updates. They're only offering that to people with legal versions of Microsoft Windows. So if yours can't be validated, and if it's not authentic, then you can't get updates. And Windows without updates is pretty worthless because it's going to be, susceptible to viruses and that kind of thing. So right now, it's installing the Windows Genuine Advantage validation tool. First, it downloads it, then it installs it. It goes pretty quick. This one's done now, so it says installation complete. I'm going to click close. The screen refreshes, and now that it has ActiveX and it's installed that validation tool, it's happy, and I can click the continue button, so I'm going to do that. And for me, this is kind of a familiar process. I've been through this before. I know what to expect, so I don't spend a lot of time reading messages on the screen. And I don't anticipate that you will see anything different than what I'm seeing because it's, as I say, a pretty standard workflow. Now I'm at the window where it says Express Results, Review and Install Updates. Well, there are 104 updates. That's a lot of updates. And that's because, since Windows XP came out, there have been a lot of updates to Windows. And what I want to do is create some sort of record of what's getting updated. You can skip this step if you want, but I like to do this. So I'm going to click down on the screen just where it says Review and Install Updates. I'll just click on the word Updates, for example. And I'm going to hold the Control key down and then press the letter A. This selects everything on the web page, all the text on the web page, including all the information about those updates. That's Control A, Select All. And then I'm going to do Control C for Copy. And now I'm going to go to the Start menu. And I'm going to go to All Programs, and then I'm going to go to Accessories, and I'm going to go to Notepad. And I'm going to go to the Edit menu in Notepad, and I'm going to paste that in. And you'll see, if you're doing this along with me, you'll see all of that information for all those 104 updates just got pasted in there. It's really handy. And I'll scroll up to the top. And at the top of this, I'm going to go ahead and type in the year, the month, and the day, and time, etc. I'm going to keep a record of what updates are getting installed, so that I can kind of document it later. I'm actually doing some work on a computer for somebody, and I told them ahead of time I was going to do this work for them, and I wanted to keep this recording so they'd have a documentation of what work was getting done. So anyway, that's why I'm taking these extra notes here. But I usually do that when I work anyway. There's sometimes when it's helpful to go back and see what updates were installed, if there's a known issue that maybe some update might have caused a conflict or a problem on your computer. You'll have all those records later. You can even search your computer for certain keywords and find these notes later, so it's kind of helpful. So anyway, I'm going to make a note here, Windows Updates, and I'll save this file, save, and I'll just save it for now in my documents. Usually I would create a folder on the computer for computer-related support items. Just makes it easier to keep track of things, but for now I'm just going to save that in my documents. And then at this point you may have skipped that part, that's fine, but you'd want to click on Install Updates. And there's going to be possibly a license that you need to accept. I'm going to click on that. And then at some point it begins with downloading the updates. And right now it's on number 4 of 104. I can tell this is going to take a while, so I'm going to pause the recording. And then I'll come back in a little while and we'll continue. So right now, just for time reference, it's about 9 after 9 p.m. And when I come back, we'll see what time it is. And that'll give you an idea of how long these updates may take. I have a fairly fast internet connection. Mine is at about 10 megabit per second. So even though these updates are, let me just see actually. I'm just going to check and see. It's saying, well, I can't even, that's a wrong estimate. Anyway, forget about that. It has 104 updates to go, so I'll be back in a little while and we'll continue. This is Greg Johnson again, continuing the recording. And right now we just finished downloading 104 updates, and the process of installing those is now beginning. And it's been about 10 minutes at really pretty fast internet speed, so that'll give you an idea of what to expect. If you have a slower internet connection, it may take 20, 30 minutes to get these things downloaded. I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording again, and right now it's about 9:19 p.m., and I'll come back when these updates are installed. Well, I'm back again, and this is really actually helpful to walk through this process because, you know, people run into little problems along the way, and that's why they need specialists to help them work on their computers. And a lot of this stuff is fairly easy to figure out once you've got some tips. What's popped up on the screen right now is, as I mentioned, the 104 updates downloaded, and the installation process is underway. It stopped at update 26 of 104, and there's a message on the screen, and it says install Windows Internet Explorer 8. Quite frequently, that message does not pop up on the screen. What happens is it pops, there's such a thing as a pop-up and a pop-under. A lot of times, it is a pop-under. And so, to the beginning user who hasn't been through this process a lot, you'll think that your computer is stuck. It's just going to say, you know, it's installing. You'll be seeing that green bar progressing across, and then it just stops all of a sudden, and it's not really clear why it's not progressing. So what you want to do if that happens is look at the bottom of your screen, that area called the taskbar, and if you see something down there that's maybe flashing or maybe it's just, you know, some other process that started running, that is something you might want to look into. And so if you click on it, then it will come into the foreground. So a pop under becomes a pop over. And in this case, what it's saying is it wants to install Internet Explorer. So you can say, go ahead and choose the top option. I want to help improve Internet Explorer. Actually, I'm going to say no on that. I do not want to participate right now. And that brings up another point. There are a lot of software programs that you'll install, maybe your printer driver or something like that, and it'll say, do you want to be participating in the customer improvement program or something of that description? And what it's referring to is something that would cause your computer to send information over the internet to the company. So in this case, Microsoft. Some people are concerned about privacy. Privacy aside, if you start having your computer send this sort of anonymous information to Dell and to HP and to Microsoft and all these different companies, it starts to chew up your internet bandwidth, and it it probably serves a purpose. You know, if they get error messages and information back, helps them improve a product. But I just generally recommend against it. It's one more thing that can cause problems and breakdown. So anyway, I'm going to say I don't want to participate in the improvement program, and I'm going to go to install, and then I will accept the license. And there's a check mark next to install updates. That's good. I'm going to go ahead and say next. And now it's downloading Internet Explorer. So, you know, a quarter of a way into downloading and installing these updates, I'm now off into this tangent of installing Windows Internet Explorer, because this is just how the Windows updates works. And so it's important for you to know that, because if you didn't know that, you'd be kind of stuck and wondering what's going on. So this is going to take a little while. I'm going to press pause and let Internet Explorer continue installing, and I'll come back when there's some other activity. Okay, this is Greg again, and it's actually 9:56 p.m., so it's been about 40 minutes, a little bit longer. Computer's still updating. Gives you an idea of how long it actually takes to set up a new computer with all the updates that are needed. And this is really just phase one. Now, by pressing the pause button, I've been able to keep this recording limited to about 20 minutes. And that gives you an idea also of, you know, for an hour of computer waiting, you may have maybe just 20 minutes of time spent interacting on the computer, telling it to go to the next step or making some kind of decision. Right now, the updates are at installing number 103 of 104. So I'm guessing it's going to be done pretty soon. I'm going to pause the recording until it's complete, and then we'll go on to the next step. Okay, so it's 9:59, and the computer's finished installing that initial batch of 104 updates. So I'm going to go ahead and press restart now, and the computer will restart. You might think that if your Windows computer has checked Microsoft updates and found 104 updates and they've installed, you might think that you're at the end of the process. But actually, there may be batches of updates that you need to do like this. Particularly if you have an older computer that doesn't have what are called service packs. So Windows XP, for example, came out in 2002, and then later there was a Service Pack 1, then a Service Pack 2, and a Service Pack 3, and these are sort of bundles of security updates and other things that are required. So you may have to go through several batches of updates then to get your computer updated. I'm going to pause as Windows is restarting, and we're going to go back to check for more updates once it's restarted. Okay, this is Greg, and I'm back. I actually took a little break there, so I'm not sure. I restarted the computer at whatever time that was, and now it's about 10:55 p.m. The computer just restarted, and there's a message on the screen. It says Windows Genuine Advantage Notifications. Basically, you want to go ahead and just next on through to that and click Agree to the License. Without Windows Genuine Advantage, you won't be able to get the continued Windows updates that you're going to need to keep your computer secure. Some people try to not accept the Windows Genuine Advantage because maybe you don't like the idea of the license agreement or statements in there about how they're going to scan your computer to make sure you have an authentic version. But there really isn't anything you can do. You're kind of between a rock and a hard place with Microsoft on that. So anyway, right now it says updating your system, and it's installing the Windows Genuine Advantage notifications. This will take another 30 seconds. So when the update is complete, you'll be in the final screen. There's a check mark next to show me some of the many benefits of using Genuine software when I click Finish. Go ahead and remove that check mark. It'll just save you some time. And then click Finish. And when you're done, you'll want to continue with the Windows updating process, because without all the updates, your computer might not be secure. So go to the Start menu, and from All Programs, when that comes up, you'll go ahead to the top of the list and go back to Windows Updates. Now, let's go ahead and do that. As I mentioned before, you may have another batch of updates to go, even though you may have already installed, 50 or 100 updates. The first message that pops up actually is, "Welcome to Internet Explorer 8. I'm going to go ahead and click Next. It says, "Do you want to discover websites you might like based on websites you visited?" I'm going to say no, just because things like that typically tend to slow down the computer, so I'll click Next. Choose your settings. Use Express Settings is fine. Click Finish. And with Windows Internet Explorer, there's a default search option up in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see it says Bing. I like using Google as a search engine and also as a homepage. So to make that adjustment, we can go to the Tools menu in the kind of upper right-hand corner of the screen. You'll see Tools. Click on that. Go to the bottom of the list and click on Internet Options. For the homepage, you can just type in http://www.google.com. And for those of you who don't know how to spell Google, google.com. And then further down that list there, you'll see homepage and then browsing history and then search and a button that says settings. So click on settings for search. And this will say manage add-ons. So we'll see right now that Bing is listed as the default search engine, and there aren't any others listed. So we want to add another search engine provider. There's no obvious big button for that. Kind of makes you wonder why. But anyway, in the lower corner in fine print of this Manage Add-ons box, you'll see in blue text, Find More Search Providers. So let's click on that, because we want Google as our default search provider to show up in that little box in the upper right-hand corner of Internet Explorer. The page that comes up then, Internet Explorer Gallery Add-ons, is where we're going to find Google to make that our default search engine. Surprisingly, it's not listed. It's not immediately visible. Instead, there's ABC Action News Channel 6, Betty Crocker Search Engine, And there's no sort of clear navigation presented. So you may think, well, maybe Google's just not available. If you let your mouse move a little bit to the right of the screen, keep moving to the right, keep moving to the right, eventually when you get to the right-hand side, you'll notice some of these options start scrolling by. So I'm seeing eBay, ESPN, CrowdEye, a bunch of websites I've never even heard of. Eventually, you'll get to Google, way down the list. I guess it looks like it's alphabetical, possibly. Anyway, when you finally get to Google, go ahead and click on that. And then it pops up. It says Google Search. There were 638 ratings. People gave it a 4 out of 5 stars. It's kind of interesting. Google's like the number one website in the planet and gets millions of views every day, probably. And yet, for some reason, Microsoft has buried it on this system. It's probably because Microsoft's trying to push their own search engine, Bing, and make it very difficult for people to find and configure Google. But anyway, go ahead and click on the Click to Install text link there, and a message will pop up, Add Search Provider. Do you want to add the search provider? And you might want to put a check mark next to Make This My Default Search Provider, and then click Add. And then in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see Google shows up as the default search engine. And down in the taskbar, you'll see the Welcome to Internet Explorer is still kind of down there. So click on that to go back to View and Manage Your Internet Explorer Add-ons. You can just close out of that window now and go ahead and click OK for the Internet Options window. And that will then confirm that you want Google to be your homepage and Google to be your default search provider. Again, down in the taskbar, for some reason, I'm getting Internet Explorer Gallery again. And what I'm going to do is just try to close out of Internet Explorer at this point. The process of setting the default homepage, and particularly the process of setting the default search engine provider, is really made very complicated by Microsoft, as I mentioned. So just close out of Internet Explorer all the way. If it asks about closing tabs, just say close all tabs. And then start Internet Explorer again. And it should start up then at Google as your homepage, and in the upper right-hand corner in that box, it should say Google, so that's your default search engine provider, and close out again after you've confirmed that. But we were in the process of updating Microsoft Windows, and we were interrupted because Internet Explorer 8 had those configurations, the initial configurations that we needed to do. And you'll recall from the 104 updates, Internet Explorer 8 was one of those. So let's go back to the Start menu, All Programs, and at the top of the list, Windows Update, select that. And we'll go back to the Windows Update page. Now you might remember about 20 minutes ago when we started this process, there was a message in Windows Internet Explorer about an inch down from the top of the screen where it says this website wants to run an add-on, Microsoft Update, click here. So I'm going to click there and I'm going to choose Run Add-on. It says, do you want to run this ActiveX Control Microsoft Update? I'm going to click Run. So we're having to install Microsoft Update, the ActiveX Control. Again, apparently there's a new one. And now we see the Express and Custom buttons. Let's click Express to search for more updates. And at this point, it's 11:04 p.m. It's checking for updates. I'm going to press pause. This may take a little while. Okay, so that didn't take long. It scanned the computer. It did find 5 more updates. Your situation may be a little bit different, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and click in where it says Review and Install Updates. I'm going to click on the word Updates, then Control-A to select all of that, Control-C to copy it, and I'm going to go back to my text file. If you're following this along, you know that I previously created a text file to keep track of what updates were being installed. If you're kind of savvy with the computer, you'll be able to keep up with this. If you're not, you can just skip it. But basically, you'd want to go back to the Start menu, Accessories, Notepad, Open File, open that file from your documents, and go to the scroll to the end, and paste the rest of that. And it's something I recommend people do if they want to keep up on their computer maintenance, is to kind of keep track of what you're doing on the computer. So if anything comes up, if you need to uninstall an update or something, you have that history there. Otherwise, you know, if you talk to a technician and they say, what did you do last? And you say, well, I think I put some stuff in. You know, it need to have more details than that usually to know what might have caused a computer to hang up. Well, anyway, so I've documented what these updates are, and I'm going to go ahead and click Install Updates. And it's going to take a little while for it to download these 5 updates and get those installed. So I'm going to go ahead and pause. It's 11:07 p.m. and I'll be back in a few minutes when this is done. Okay, so that took about 3 minutes to get those 5 updates installed. I'm going to click restart. It's going to take a few minutes for the computer to restart. And I'm going to go back and go through that same process that I've done for a few times now, which is checking for more Windows updates. I'll push pause while that happens. All right, this is Greg again, and back into Windows. I'm going to go ahead and check for more Windows updates. I'm clicking on Start, All Programs. I'm going to go to the top there, Windows Update. Go ahead and start Internet Explorer. And it's loading. So the message coming up says checking if your computer has the latest software. Apparently it does. Required to do the Microsoft update. I'm going to click on Express. And now it's starting to check to see if more updates are needed. I'm going to go ahead and pause during this process. So after a quick scan, it looks like the computer does not have any more Windows updates needed. This computer actually already has antivirus on it, but I'm going to describe the process that you'd go through to go ahead and get that. It's pretty quick and easy. You want to go to Internet Explorer and then do a search on google.com. Do a search for Microsoft Security Essentials. And if you have a predictive type on, which is the service that tries to figure out what you're going to be typing, then it will actually suggest Microsoft Security Essentials as a search topic. It's like the second or actually first most typed search topic after somebody types Microsoft, because Microsoft Security Essentials is really popular right now. People don't want to spend $50 or $60 on annual renewals for antivirus. Might as well get something that's fast, compact, and functions well for free from Microsoft. So anyway, I do that search. The top link is microsoft.com/security_ essentials. And I'm going to click on that. And you'll see on the screen on the right-hand side, there's a message that says download it free today. You can click where that indication is. In this case, I'm on a Windows XP computer, 32-bit, so I'm going to choose that link underneath operating systems. Click on that where it says Windows XP 32-bit. It says, do you want to run or save the file? So you would go ahead and you would just say run, and that would download into a temporary area because you're not saving it in this case. If you're a computer kind of IT support person, you might want to save it and put it on a memory stick or a CD-ROM so you can make it available to other people. But in this case, I'm just installing it. And for most users, you can always go back and get it for free later, so that's fine. Just go ahead and do a run. And then once you've chosen run and it downloads it into that temporary area, then it kind of launches it, and then it asks again, do you want to run this or not run it? That's just in case you're maybe by accident clicked on some sort of malware, and it's one more sort of barrier between the malware and your computer. But in this case, we're going to go ahead and say run, and I'm going to just go ahead and walk through this process so the directions are available here in the audio. And just to recap, while this is doing its thing here, we basically just started up the computer, did a few things to organize the appearance of the icons in the quick launch area and the desktop, and most of the time has been spent just kind of waiting for the standard updates to get installed from Microsoft. There were, I think, two or three visits there to the Microsoft update site. Over 100 updates needed, and this is actually a computer that has Windows XP Service Pack 3 on it, so we were spared from a lot more updates that would have been required. So anyway, that file is now installed, basically, the start process, and because I already have Microsoft Security Essentials installed in this computer, it just says, you know, it's already installed. So I'm going to go ahead and close out of this. But at this point, you would be clicking through that Microsoft Security Essentials and accepting whatever the default settings are and letting it do its initial scan and update. That's important. So this is, I would say, a good stopping point because the next phase will be, I'm just going to do that as kind of a part three audio, this being part two. In part three, we would go to download Adobe Reader, Adobe Acrobat Reader 10 is the current version, and Adobe Flash, possibly some other products like iTunes, if you want to use iTunes for music, and some other things like that, free products. There's one called OpenOffice. You can get it at openoffice.org. So I'll just kind of review some of these free programs that are out there that are useful to have on the computer. And that'll be for next time. So thanks for hanging in there. And this is Greg Johnson again with resourcesforlife.com. Thanking you for taking time to listen. And feel free to go to resourcesforlife.com and click on the contact link to provide any feedback or questions or suggestions for future audio training that will be on the website. Take care.